Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Or misplace your keys more than you'd like to admit? As we get older, our brain slows down. We need to protect it. That's why I use Methylene Blue, the nootropic everyone is talking about to boost focus, memory, and mental clarity. Want to stay sharp, boost your focus, and protect your brain long term? Go to livegood.com/SXM to shop all of LiveGood's highest quality products at the lowest prices anywhere. livegood.com/SXM.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We mentioned the good weather, and it certainly has been good. Slight cooling, but one hopes that that's only for a few days and things might pick up again. Pete Weatherburn is with me, Pete the vet, to talk about how to take care of our furry friends in climates like this, in weather like this. Pete, can I ask you first, actually, about hay fever? Because this is around the time of year that, well, our human friends begin to suffer from it. Can dogs and cats and other animals suffer from hay fever?
Well, they don't really. That's the funny thing. They don't suffer from the same sort of runny eyes and runny noses that we do. At least very few of them do. Much, much more common is a type of skin disease, itchy skin, because of a pollen allergy. And that's really, really common. I probably see 2 or 3 dogs a day and maybe 1 cat a week because of that, because they're getting an allergic reaction to pollens floating around in the air, landing on their skin and causing the skin to become really itchy. Now, that's really common. And so there's quite a lot of dogs and cats out there that through the summer months, they have to have a regular anti-inflammatory medication to keep their skin comfortable. So it's kind of like a version of hay fever, but it's a skin-type version rather than a nose-and-eye-type version.
And how would you know if the pet is suffering from it? What should you be looking out for?
Itchiness, basically.
Okay.
Itchiness or red skin. I had a dog in this morning. He's got really red his underside. The skin is kind of balding with little red patches all the way along it. And that's because of an allergy to grass, because the dog is lying on grass and has got an allergic reaction to it. And sometimes they'll have sore ears, because the pollens in the air land in the ears and they cause the ears to become itchy. But I think it's really obvious to somebody when the dog has got itchy skin, because they're scratching all the time, or they're shaking their head, or they're licking their paws. And if your dog is doing that and it only starts to do it in April, May, then it's very likely a seasonal allergy of some kind. And the thing is that your vet can help you with that. There's medication that can stop the symptoms immediately, and that's really what you should be doing.
So I mentioned how good the weather has been over the last few days, north of 20 degrees in large parts of the country yesterday and the day before. At what point on the kind of thermometer should you start thinking, I've got to be conscious of the dog or the cat being outside in that?
Well, I think we're at that point now. It'd be hard to put an absolute number on it. But basically, when the sun is out, you need to be aware that some pets are prone to sunburn, and that can be difficult and dangerous for them. And I'm talking especially about white cats, or cats with white ears and white faces. And you should be putting sunblock on those animals on the tips of their nose and on the tips of their ears. Otherwise, they get sunburn that later on becomes skin cancer, which is malignant and very, very dangerous. So sunblock, and use a baby type, a hypoallergenic, fragrance-free, long-lasting, total sunblock. You'll find that'll make that really will save those cats a great deal of bother. Dogs don't suffer from sunburn as much, but what they suffer from is heat stroke. Because whereas you or I, if we get a bit overheated, we can take off our jacket and we sweat. Dogs can't take off their fur coats, and they can't sweat. all over their body either. So the only way they can lose body heat is by panting. And if it's really hot around them, let's say they're inside a car maybe, or they're in a conservatory, or maybe even if they're on a walk in hot weather, when they pant, they can't lose heat enough. And so then they overheat. And every year we actually see dogs dying of heat stroke. And that's usually because owners don't recognize what's happening. They don't realize their dog's getting overheated. It's especially common when dogs have been exercised in the middle of the day in weather like this. Dogs don't realize it, but what's happening is their muscles generate heat as they exercise, and their body just gets hotter and hotter, and they can't lose enough heat to stop themselves getting overheated. And it's a really serious problem.
Oh, God. Okay, so how again, a similar question to the kind of pollen reaction. How would you recognize maybe if the dog is there, kind of very severe panting? Do they get lethargic? How would you notice?
Well, those are the two main things. Panting all the time, even when they stopped exercising, when they're just sitting down, they're just panting all the time. They often have a very worried expression on their face, and they actually collapse very quickly. They can't walk at all. They're just maybe lying on their side, panting all the time. And it's an emergency when that happens. And there's two things that you should do. First of all, you should call your vet straight away and begin to take the animal to the vet. But very importantly as well, you should cool the dog down on the way to the vet. So find a stream or a pond or get wet towels and put them onto them and begin to cool the animal down. There was a study done recently on the survivor rate of dogs that had suffered from heat stroke, and the ones that were more likely to survive are the ones where the owner began to cool the dog down immediately rather than driving the dog in a hot car half an hour to the vet. They actually immediately started to cool the dog down. So also, by the way, don't exercise your dog between, let's say, 9 in the morning and 7 at night. It's just a bit too warm just now to do that. And for the summer months, it's too warm. So if you're going to take your dog for a long walk, do it early in the morning or in the evening when it's cooler. And that way you'll avoid the risk altogether.
Okay, so let's say people, heed that advice. The dog still might be bounding around if the kids are out in the garden during the day. You know, with the best will in the world, they get excited. So what could or should you be doing? Is it to have maybe a little pool that they can kind of lie down in, to have a bit of water chuck on them, get the hose going?
All of those things are good. Also, just make sure that they've always got access to fresh water, because dogs lose loads of water by panting so much. So they need to drink a lot more water as well. So if you're going out with your dog, take some water with you. Take yourself a collapsible water bowl so you can give your dog water wherever you find yourself. And if you do that, you'll make sure they have a chance at least to keep themselves hydrated, which is really important as well.
Pete, listen, always great advice. So thanks a million for joining us. Pete Wedderburn, Pete the Vet there.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Or misplace your keys more than you'd like to admit? As we get older, our brain slows down. We need to protect it. That's why I use Methylene Blue, the nootropic everyone is talking about to boost focus, memory, and mental clarity. Want to stay sharp, boost your focus, and protect your brain long-term? Go to livegood.com/SXM to shop all of LiveGood's highest quality products at the lowest prices anywhere. livegood.com/SXM.